way we were heading with Mythos when we were working. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Mythos.
Yeah.
This is kind of what you had in mind.
Basically, yeah. we were pretty close to actually.
We're talking about Torchlight, by the way, with Runic.
Yeah, so we took the whole Mythos team and reformed them as Runic Games.
Oh, it's the same team?
It's the same team.
Okay.
Well, and with a few new hires.
Okay.
Now, Mythos was a network test for Hellgate London originally, so it's using the Hellgate London tools and technology. With this, we're actually making our own tools and technology specifically for this kind of game. It's much more efficient. So this is just a tighter project than Mythos was. We've been able to get a better art style and more cohesive with that because we started out with the plan in place right from the get-go, whereas Mythos kind of grew organically into a real project. And so we now look at Mythos as basically a dry run for doing this, you know, a practice run.
By the way, I'm talking to Max Schaefer, who is...
the CEO.
And Travis Baltry.
President.
Okay. So...
I feel like an idiot every time I say that.
Do the...
Yeah, I'm president. President of Runic Games.
Yeah, look at that, look at that. Look at the poise. Yeah. Look at this.
It's parade rest. It's outstanding.
It's outstanding. Okay. Okay, so we have a heavily moddable one-player game
that's
going to run 20 to 30. MMO, what's that going to be out of the box? Free to download?
Free to download, free to play,
microeconomy.
Yep.
Okay, now...
So we don't want to just sell the best swords and things like that. So we do things like... What were we saying?
I have absolutely no idea.
Do you remember the question? Oh yeah, we're going to sell things like bigger stash for your guy.
Guild housing stuff.
Maps to random dungeons that you can bring your whole party to so not everyone has to pay.
Stuff.
Yeah. Things that are worthwhile because we want people to pay.
We want you to play and enjoy it without having to pay it.
We want people to be able to enjoy it and be important in the community and powerful players and never pay a dime.
Are any of the modding elements going to find their way into the MMO? Is there going to be any sort of player crafting going on?
There's not any initial plans for that.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
User-generated content in an MMO is a dangerous minefield.
You guys are probably going to do that and do a great job doing it, but not going to take on so much the first time out the gate, I think.
Right. We're going to let people go nuts with the single-player version, though. We want to see what people do.
Okay.
And we want to
see that's what's going on up there.
Yeah.
He's getting a little tour of the editor right now.
Okay. Cool.